Back today as we tape this for the annual veto session. What happened on this particular Wednesday, Senator?
Well, it was an interesting day. We had a lengthy caucus meeting today because, of course, there were two issues that were kind of supremely on people's minds. One was the House Committee Bill 3, which was passed in general session, vetoed by the governor, made some accommodations for some of the in-home care that the state taxpayers pay for in order to allow people to stay in their homes versus having to go into more expensive care situations, particularly hospitalization. And there was a lot of concern that absent that cut in the budget, which had to be made because on the floor of the Senate it was moved and passed that the additional monies were given to the foundation formula for education budgets, and that money had to come from somewhere, so that's where it ended up coming from. It was kind of a temporary fix that had been passed by the Senate and the House in that HCB 3, and with that veto, then there were folks that were afraid that some of their services were going to be terminated and that some of them might end up in the hospital and that expenses to the state might actually go up in terms of Medicaid costs, etc. So there was a lot of activity from activists and folks who are benefiting from those programs, those state programs, to try to see if there was some resolution. The House was not able to garner the votes to override that governor veto, and so that's where the bill has to start, and it didn't make it to the Senate. We would have had the votes in the Senate to override, but it simply doesn't work that way. Wherever that bill originates, that's where an override must begin. So that didn't work. There is going to be some study that goes on in a joint group made up of House and Senate members to try to see if there is some solution to that funding issue. And so we'll learn more in just a few weeks about whether there's some compromise that can be achieved. The other thing that was of particular significance, because we didn't override any vetoes today, either in the House or the Senate, the other issue was Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal out of St. Louis and her Facebook comment that said she wishes that President Trump would be assassinated. And that was immediately taken down. I don't know if we're talking seconds or minutes, but it was very quickly, I think, Senator Chappelle Nadal had come to her senses and had taken it down and had been kind of in a state of limbo about what outcome might come from the Senate. There's been a lot of calls across the state for her to be expelled from the Senate. The Senate had to consider what was the appropriate disciplinary action for what she had done. Certainly, there was no excuse for it. There's just no way to justify that type of inciting violence. And I think that Senator Chappelle Nadal understands that. But the Senate was, I guess, a little bit divided between whether we should expel her or take another procedure, which is called censure, which is kind of like a public humiliation with sometimes some consequences along with that as well. There was a great deal of support in the Senate for expulsion. There weren't sufficient votes, partly because there weren't enough senators here today. There were senators absent. There were not enough votes to accomplish that expulsion, and there was a lot of discussion about some of the legal aspects of actions that we might take, whether they were in special session or in veto session, etc. So what finally was resolved was a censure, an official censure on the Senate floor, acknowledging how totally inappropriate Senator Chappelle Nadal's actions were, advising her any such thing or any seriously bad behavior unworthy of her Senate seat was to occur again, the Senate would once again consider expulsion. That's about as severe as you can be apart from the actual expulsion vote, which simply, numbers-wise, that was not possible to do. I was not in favor of expulsion. I believe it's a very serious matter to unseat a senator, even though I have no justification for her comments. But I believe that her constituents deserve some representation. They're the ones that selected her and sent her to the Senate. And it's just, to me, is a very big step when you remove someone who has been elected and lawfully by their constituents. So I wasn't a fan of expulsion. I did believe that some severe discipline needed to be taken, and I believe that what was done today in the censure was absolutely appropriate.